Some of you, actually many of you, will remember a television show called Lassie. Evidently, Lassie was the smartest dog in the entire universe. Whenever Timmy got into trouble, and it was every episode, Lassie could somehow miraculously save the day. I'm quite sure that if Lassie was set in 2018, Lassie could manipulate a cell phone to send out GPS coordinates to emergency personnel who would come and rescue Timmy from the well one more time. One of the episodes, Timmy came home from school. He was so excited that there was going to be an eating contest at school. Immediately, Gramps took him under his wing in order to coach him to victory. And every day he would pile more and more food on Timmy's plate. But then the week of the contest came, and Timmy declared that he was not hungry anymore. And he seemed to eat less and less with each meal and each day. At first, Gramps tried encouragement, but that grew to irritation, finally resentment that little Timmy was not doing what he was told to do. After the contest, Timmy came home from school that day, all smiles. He had won the contest. His strategy was different than his Gramps. While Gramps would have fed him to overfull, stretching his stomach, Timmy thought, if I just don't eat for a few days, I'm going to be so hungry, I'll be able to eat more than all of the other kids. And he did. He won. And Gramps celebrated with all the rest of the family. Now, I don't know physiologically whose strategy was better, Timmy's or Gramps, but I can tell you it was painful to watch Gramps and how he spiraled downward in his assessment of his grandson, and how it finally went to just giving up on the kid altogether. And yet that pain turned into joy. In today's Bible reading, we have a very passionate God. That's good news, and it is bad news. The bad news is this God can be passionately angry. To set the stage a little bit, last week we saw God liberating his people from more than 400 years of slavery in Egypt. This story still stands at the pinnacle of Jewish faith this day, the ultimate story of God's love and care for his people. After their liberation, they become nomads. 3 months into their wandering, we come to today, to Mount Sinai. And God decides that he needs a chat with their leader, Moses. A long chat. A very long chat. 40 days worth. The people worry. They panic. They don't know what has become of their leader. So they decide they need some kind of alternate God. Evidently, the one who was able to liberate them from slavery in Egypt, the one who was able to part the waters with wind, the one who could defeat all of Pharaoh's army without even lifting a sword, this one was not good enough. And so Aaron, Moses' brother, fashions them a new God that they can see and worship, a golden calf. Oh, they love this calf. They worship the calf. They sacrifice to the calf. They dance around the calf. Enter a passionate God. The same God of the 40 days chat. Not just about the Ten Commandments. There are chapters in Exodus of this chat with Moses, especially dealing with priests and the tabernacle and how it is that the people would worship together. During this 40-day chat, God sees his people with this golden calf, and he becomes passionately incensed. He says to Moses, "Go down at once, for your people, notice God does not call them his people. All of a sudden, he's given them up to Moses. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. I have seen how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone, that my anger may burn hot against them, that I may consume them. Maybe you have had teenagers and you have been disappointed by those teenagers. They have stayed out after curfew. They've been gone more hours than was allotted. You worry about them. All the while that they are gone, you are praying that they are all right, but at the same time, you are devising the consequences of this. She will be grounded for a month. He will not get the car for 6 months. If they ever walk through this door again, they will not date again until they are 33 years old. And then this one comes home with no good reason for having been gone and causing you all that worry and fury. But as that one comes through the door, you seem to forget all of those consequences. You are just so glad. And you welcome the prodigal, come home, and you move on together. God is angrier than that. It does not sound like a parent disciplining a teenager. It does not sound like a judge handing down a sentence to a prisoner. This is utter desolation, destruction, offered by none other than the creator of the universe. There is no place to hide over this. But Moses has an answer. He turns it all back on God and says, "Oh Lord, why does your anger burn hot against your people?" Notice how Moses turns it around. "Whom you brought out of the land of Egypt." Then he asks God to consider your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then he asks God to consider your descendants. And again, your descendants. This strategy of Moses softens God's heart. And we read that he decided not to bring the disaster upon the people that he had planned, this passionate God. Indeed, he continues to passionately love his people, protecting them over 40 years wandering around in the wilderness and finally bringing them to a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Bible tells us. God cannot easily give up on a people whom he loved. And we would add, God would even choose to give his very best, give it all, a son, so that his people might live and have life abundant. I have been with you people of Bethel now for more than 22 years. It was a long time ago that I turned a corner. And in my heart, I started thinking about you, and maybe of more recent, I started to say that you are my people. I am so happy to be with my people. Some of you wonder why I stand out in the front and greet you. Do you know, it just brings such joy to my heart every time someone walks through the door, because you are my people. I pray for my people every day. Now, in reality, I know I'm only a placeholder here. And while I might affectionately and pastorally refer to you as my people, I know that you are God's people. You are the beloved sons and daughters, even when you are stiff-necked. Because God cannot and never will give up on his people, those whom he loves. Amen.
Please rise and sing.